Off the Ball, GAA.
But with the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we build up to tonight's Champions League semi-final first leg between Arsenal and PSG, and an Ireland legend calls time on her career. We hear from PSG boss Luis Enrique and Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta. Legendary Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger gives his thoughts on who's most likely to go through to the final. Ireland boss Carla Ward pays tribute to Irish defender Louise Quinn. And after Leeds beat Bristol City 4-0 in the Championship, we hear from their manager Daniel Farke as he targets the title. But first, the huge news of an Ireland defender calling time on the game. Louise Quinn has announced her retirement from all forms of football after an almost 20-year career. Speaking to Off the Ball's Kathleen McNamee, Ireland manager Carla Ward paid tribute to the 121 times capped central defender.
Yeah, look, first of all, you know, she's congratulations to her and her partner. They just had the little one. And
very cute as well.
So she welcomed them, in my opinion, the best job in the world. But look, I think you nailed it there. You know, she's an icon. She's a legend of Irish football. She's had an unbelievable career. And I actually tried to sign her a couple of times as a player.
Oh, no way.
which we laugh about. Yeah, so didn't quite work out. But yeah, look, she's done tremendously well. We've had a lot of conversations and gutted for me, gutted for the Irish national team. And but I completely understand and respect her decision at this point in her career, and I wish her nothing but well.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the club career she's had, you know, she's travelled all across the world, from Italy, she was in Ireland, she was in England. And what she's achieved with Birmingham, even in the last couple of years, you know, she's been with them through thick and thin, and the ups and the downs in that club, and the amazing career she had with Arsenal as well. She really has been at the forefront, and such a, I think, a leader is probably the word that would come to mind for most people whenever it comes to Louise.
An absolute leader. She is. She's somebody that we're consistently on the phone with and seeing where she's at in terms of her rehab and recovery. But she leads in a way, you know, on and off the pitch. She leads with the youngsters. She leads by example. She leads with her performances, the way she wears the shirt. And I think that, you know what, you could sit and talk about Louise, couldn't you, for hours, and what she's done for Irish football. But yeah, look, you've alluded to there. She had an unbelievable club career, but I think she'll be hanging those boots with a legendary status, that's for sure. And the impact she's had on so many young footballers can't be understated.
Oh, completely. And in a time where, in an Irish context, particularly over the years, where maybe we haven't had the attacking prowess that we necessarily wanted down the line, or maybe got the likes of Katie as forward as we wanted to, you could always trust Louise to get up there, get her head on the end of a ball, and get it in the back of the net.
She can score goals, that's for sure. But yeah, look, it's she'll be missed, like I said, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch. And we wish her well, both personally and professionally, because like I said, she's just entered a new stage of her life with the little one. And I'm sure that's going to take up an awful lot of her time.
And to hear that interview in full, you can just search Coy Gig wherever you get your podcasts. Quinn from Wicklow broke through at Pimench United and was club captain at just 16 years of age. Her career then took her to Sweden and a stint with Eskilstuna United, where she helped their side gain promotion from the second tier to the top tier of Swedish football. Then via Notts County, Quinn signed for Arsenal, where she arguably enjoyed the best period of her club career when she helped them win the WSL title. After a stint at Fiorentina, Quinn had most recently played with Championship side Birmingham City, but has suffered with an injury throughout the duration of the last season. Speaking to Brian O'Driscoll in 2023, Quinn said she had always prepared for her eventual retirement.
Yeah, you have to, I think, again, in women's sport, you know, as soon as I do decide to hang up my boots, I'm going to have to go straight into a job. And that's obviously kind of not the same as, you know, some professional footballers, obviously, on the men's side. But for me, so I've always got to be thinking what's going to happen after. You know, I think at the same time, I've probably been thinking that for years, to be honest. So I'm always along the way trying to pick up little nuggets of information and actually like really feel like what I want to do, because that's, yeah, I have, you know, I feel like I want to dip the toe in a bit of everything, but I've got to really start to nail it down a little bit. But for me, you've also, yeah, got to keep yourself educated, make contacts along the way that could then help you just kind of down the line. It is that thing where I'm very much able to, you know, to separate the two, like when I'm at the training ground, on the pitch, that's it. And, you know, no one can take away kind of game day from me or distract me from that or make me think that I'm in my early to almost mid 30s.
Quinn, a centurion for Ireland, played a key part in qualification for the 2023 Women's World Cup, where she played all three group games. And you can hear more on Quinn's retirement on tonight's Off the Ball, when Owen Sheehan will be joined by Amber Barrett and Claire O'Riordan. Now to tonight's huge Champions League semi-final between Arsenal and PSG. Both sides are chasing a first ever Champions League trophy. PSG's last and only appearance in the final was in the COVID-affected 2020 version, when they lost 1-0 to Bayern Munich in Lisbon. Arsenal's last and only appearance in the final was in 2006 in Paris. Barcelona beat them 2-1. Jens Lehmann was sent off for Arsenal in the first half of that final. The Gunners are in the semi-final stage for the first time since they lost 4-1 over two legs to Manchester United in 2009. Mikel Arteta wants the fans to bring a special atmosphere.
More, I told them, and I'm not exaggerating when I said, guys, bring your boots, bring your shorts, bring your t-shirts, and let's play every ball together. You know, you want to do something special, that place has to be something special, something that we haven't seen. And I really hope that everybody that comes to the Emirates and everybody's watching and following us, it brings that energy with them.
Arteta spent 2 years as a player with the French champions. PSG have already beaten two English teams, Aston Villa and Liverpool, on their journey so far in the knockout stages. The Spaniard knows his side can take confidence from Villa's second leg performance.
Yeah, obviously you learn a lot from every game. It's different. I think the context and results from both games are very, very different. The same with Liverpool. But what I take as well, a lot of things from the game that we played here, you know, and we understand how strong they are as a team, the individuals that they have. But we have the same. So when you get to this stage, I think the margins and the difference between the two teams is not big. And it's really, it's the mindset, it's the attitude and how we're going to play the game tomorrow.
In the quarterfinal, Arsenal's 3-0 first leg win over Real Madrid put them in a good position for the second leg away from home, and Arteta wants his side to be brave once again.
Well, I think you've seen it firsthand, the way we approach the game against Real Madrid, the way we approach the game when we played them before, the way we approach every week. That's not going to change. That's who we are. It's our biggest strength. And the good thing as well about us is that we are able to adapt to very different contexts. And we have shown that again this season, because sometimes you don't want to, but the teams are able to take you to a different game and feeling comfortable playing that game and overcoming that game to put yourself in a position that you play more the game that you want is a big strength. And I think this season, again, we have demonstrated that we have the capacity to do that.
Gabriel Martinelli scored the second goal in the 2-1 win at the Santiago Bernabeu. The Brazilian has rediscovered some form after a stop-start season last year. Martinelli says the win over Real has given the whole side confidence.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we are really confident. We did two great games against them. At home and away as well, and yeah, we are confident. As I said, we have a huge respect for PSG, but we are ready. We've been working so hard this season, and yeah, we deserve to be here, and we go for it.
Martinelli famously had a trial at Manchester United as a teenager, but he wasn't picked up by the club at the time. He then came through at Sirius Seaside Itaúna before he signed for the North Londoners in 2019. Martinelli has 16 caps for Brazil, and he says this game is the biggest of his career so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dream to be here, you know. Since I started to play football when I was 5, 6, I had this dream to be playing the Champions League and to be in a semi-final. It's amazing. And as I said to him, we deserve to be here. It's a dream, and we're ready.
Thomas Partey will miss tonight's first leg due to suspension. He picked up his third yellow card of the competition away to Real. Jorginho is also out after sustaining a chest injury against Brentford a couple of weeks ago. Mikel Merino and Ben White missed the game against Crystal Palace last week, but both have returned to training. However, Arsenal are without Ricardo Calafiori. That's due to a knee problem. He joins Kai Havertz, Gabriel Jesus, Gabriel and Takehiro Tomiyasu on the sidelines. Albeit that quartet are longer term concerns. PSG have a clean bill of health as Luis Enrique has a full squad to choose from. He opted to name a strong side against Nice, but then took off João Neves, Fabian Ruiz, Désiré Doué, Marquinhos and Ousmane Dembélé during the second half of that game. Enrique, a Champions League winner as a manager himself with Barcelona in 2015, has beaten two English clubs in the knockout stages. His side beat Liverpool in the last 16 before they got past Aston Villa in the quarterfinals. Enrique says he's not sure that he agrees with the consensus that some feel the Premier League's the best in the world.
It's a question for Mr. Arteta, but I think in terms of confidence, it's very positive for us because we could won the match against Liverpool, and Liverpool won the Premier League this year. But that means anything because every single match is different. I have to say that everybody speaks about the Premier League like the best league in the world. I don't know if I have to agree or not, but if I agree or not, but we are full of confidence. I'm looking forward to playing the semi-final.
Do you think it is?
I can say whatever everybody's going to criticise mine.
Arsenal's women's side are already into the Champions League final after they beat Lyon 5-3 in aggregate on Sunday. Former Gunners boss Arsene Wenger says their strong defensive structure could be pivotal in tonight's game and the second leg.
I believe that Arsenal has the potential to do it. Arsenal is very solid defensively, and over two legs, I think they has a big importance.
Leeds boss Daniel Farke says winning the championship title would be a bonus, but he says he won't lose sleep if they miss out to Burnley. Having already secured promotion to the Premier League, fans celebrated throughout Monday night's 4-0 win at home to Bristol City. They go into this weekend's final game away to Plymouth, top of the table on goal difference. Farke, who's twice won the second tier title with Norwich, says the pressure's off.
The major goal is already achieved. We are up there where this club belongs in the Premier League. Yes, it would be the icing on the cake if you can win the title, but I'm normally used to have the open bus tour with some silverware, so for that I would like to prefer this.
And finally, could Paul Pogba's next move be to MLS? The Washington Post are reporting that DC United are in talks with the 32-year-old Frenchman who recently came back from a drugs ban. The Athletics say that DC United owns the discovery rights to the free agent. A team source with knowledge of the arrangement has confirmed to The Athletic. The former Manchester United midfielder, who has been seen at several MLS games, including LAFC's 1-0 defeat against Austin in March, last played a professional game for Juventus shortly before he was suspended in September 2023. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back tomorrow.
I left my office for the last time. I will be fine. And more importantly, the club as well. Because you saw the team now. That's a bunch of really good people. And they will be fine. Or even more.
Jurgen Klopp's successor has now been confirmed. And it's been done so by the man himself. It's Arne Slot. He himself will be a coach at Liverpool next season.
I do feel we have a real good team. I think as a manager, you want to work at a club where there are good players with the opportunity to win something. And the past has shown that there's a possibility for Liverpool to win some trophies.
You could be lucky, you could win something, you could be in and you could be out, but Liverpool's in for 15 years of consistency. It's not a myth, it's not just an accident. It's all laid down. The plans are there.
Jota has it. Oh, what a ball through to Luis Diaz. Diaz brings it into the area. Luis Diaz scores! What noise around Anfield! Arne Slot off his feet. Every Liverpool supporter off their feet. It was like Jurgen Klopp never left. Such was the pace of lovely Liverpool counter-attack.
So it was like, De Salah, it's a goal for Liverpool. It's a third at Old Trafford by the man who scored the most goals against Manchester United in the Premier League.
First time ball over the top from Alexander Arnold, and Darwin Nunez is in behind. The angle is tight, pulls it across to Salah, and there is the equaliser. Liverpool, rapid fire from one end to the other.
Oh, the ball, it's a mistake at the back, and the ball is just dribbled over the goal line. Mo Salah comes away with the ball in his hand, pumping his fist over to the away Liverpool supporters.
There's a lot of talk about your future. What's the latest you can tell us on that?
Well, we're almost in December. I haven't received any offer to stay yet in the club, so probably I'm more out than in. So
it's a bit of a horse trading going on here. I think it would be terrible for them to lose him. I think it would be a massive loss for them.
Mohamed Salah has signed a new contract until 2027.
And their captain, Virgil van Dijk, has signed a new two-year contract at Anfield.
Mo Salah tries another home, it's off the post, and then it's off the crossbar. He overshot it with the shot, and then it's hammered into the back of the net. It's Trent Alexander-Arnold. The travelling Liverpool supporters down to our right-hand side. They are celebrating all the way back to Anfield because their team is one victory away from sealing a 20th English League title.
The main thing in our bread and butter is this. And that's what we want to win all the time. Never mind Europe. I'm glad when Europe has been a great thing for Liverpool, great thing for the country. But this is our bread and butter. And this is the one that we want.
Years these Liverpool supporters have waited to stand inside Anfield and say that their team were the champions of England. Will this be the day? This really should be the day. Oh, what a goal! Alexis McAllister with a goal worthy of winning any league title into the top corner from 25 yards out.
Magnificent goal.
You'll know as the fireworks begin over the Kop. You'll know when it's all over by the noise in this stadium. They're waiting. But the wait is over for Liverpool. Champions of England for the 20th time.